This disease we're talking about, you might get in your joints, it's called what?
Rheumatism.
Yeah, there's another disease that the children used to get, more recently they got very severe, which affects their throats. So they're looking on the inside of the throat.
Scarlet fever?
That's one of them, and there's another one.
No.
They should tell you, you get
spinal meningitis or something like that.
And then what's the one you take? The
diphtheria.
Yeah, vasculitis pleuritis. Yeah. And what is the disease that makes you turn kind of yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
And if you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
Yeah, if you eat something that didn't agree with you, it doesn't stay down, you say you had to
vomit.
Any other terms you might use there?
Throw up.
You have a joking term?
Puke.
And if this has happened to someone, the person had a vomit, you say, he was sick.
To the extent.
Okay, if something has happened in the neighborhood, a person comes over to tell you the news, you might tell someone later. She already got the news when she came right over.
To tell me.
Okay, you invite someone to come and see you this evening, and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come, and you say, now if you don't come, I
will be disappointed. I'll be expecting you.
Mm-hmm. But if two people are talking, they're both going to be glad to see someone. They say, we're
glad to see you.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about tomorrow, you'll say, now be sure and come by because we
will be expecting you.
Your kid misbehaving again. You say, if you do that again, I'll
spank you.
Or if you do that again,
or punish you.
Okay. If a young man is very interested in a young woman, he spends a lot of time with her. So his intentions appear to be very serious. You say he's, what's he doing?
Courting her.
Yeah. Are there other terms that would have been used earlier?
Sparking.
Is that one not used much today?
Not much. I hardly ever hear it used.
And then if they are frequently together, you might speak of him as being her
escort,
her
boyfriend, or her beau.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
And suppose they see each other and nobody else, you say they're going a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, ah, you've been...
Yes.
Had any other trustworthy activity he might have been engaging in. Anything else that I might say. You've been necking, you've been kissing, you've been...
smooching.
Okay, if a young woman turns down that young man, he's very interested in her. He asked her to marry him, and she doesn't want to marry him. You say that she didn't want to move.
Jilted him.
Anything else that you might say there? Maybe joking. Gave him the
slip. Yeah.
But I suppose everything worked out all right, and they were legally attached to each other. You said they'd just gotten
engaged.
And then they go through the ceremony, you say now they're
married.
Any humorous ways of saying that?
Hitched.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in a wedding, who's the man who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is?
Bridesmaid.
Did you ever around here have kind of sort of noisy burlesque ceremony that followed a wedding, which all the community...
Chivalry.
You know
yeah.
What did you tell us?
Used
to. I don't know. I never was chivalried. I never was to one, so I don't really, they just make all the racket they can make. That's all I know. I've heard a few of them.
But they use it to make them treat them.